changes at the top of the rankings, plus big-time performances on the diamond. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
It was a bit of a rough week for some of the highly ranked Division I baseball teams. On Friday, Josh Leslie drove in three runs to help West Osha Central take down fourth-ranked Kenosha Tremper 9-5. Big 8 rivals Janesville Craig, the top-ranked team in D1, and fifth-ranked Sun Prairie squared off on Saturday afternoon. The teams went to extra innings tied at 6, but the host Cardinals of Sun Prairie scored a walk-off victory when J.P. Sochamel's sacrifice fly drove in Carson Holland for a 7-6 win. The loss dropped Janesville Craig out of the top spot in the latest Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association poll, as Eau Claire North takes over number 1, with Craig dropping to 3rd. Speaking of rankings, there were some changes in the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association girls soccer poll that came out on Monday. Arrowhead replaces Brookfield Central at number 1 in Division 1, while the Prairie School moves into the top spot in D4, unseating Winnebago Lutheran. It was a big weekend for several individual standouts. In softball, Hurley's Paige Aho slugged 6 home runs and tallied 18 RBI in 4 games last week. Alyssa Ahumada of Mishicot recorded 4 wins in the circle as the Indians went 6-0 overall last week. In girls soccer, Genevieve Cruz scored 5 goals in back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.